Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you for all things, God. Thank you for being our Redeemer. Thank you for being us. Thank you, Lord, because we got through this.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for wisdom. Thank you for knowledge. It's a part I ever need. Thank you. Thank you for community, this place. And Lord, this day is your day. And every day is your day. We give it to you. You don't know nothing. Yeah. Nobody can kick it.
Yeah.
I'm asking you to kick it for the people. Bless, 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 bless. Encourage hearts in this fellow. See you taking hearts. And we love you again, and love you, love you, love you. And we ask the Holy Ghost, come on in and take over. Holy Ghost, you're welcome in this line. You're welcome in this place. Take over completely. Ah! Shut out on the Lord to get in. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, have we welcomed you? Have we not welcomed you? Thank you. Thank you again and again for what you do.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. And the city and the city that's going on in front of us. So the God of the people. Thank you. Father, you're not going to get to pray for us, y'all. But I feel you, Lord, and the Holy Ghost. I need to say this. Lord, release your strength. Release your strength. Let the enemy hold him. In Jesus' mighty name, we ask.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. 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 And good morning.
Thank you, Lord.
Have your way, Lord. Have your way.
you. to all of the people on the prayer line. I just praise and magnify the Lord today for Jesus and for his cleansing in my soul. I'm so happy and glad to be a part of this prayer line. I'm just glad because I'm still alive. The Lord is continued blessing. And I always say I thank God because it's well with me as it is. It could be so much worse, but the Lord is taking care of me. And I thank God for it. I just thank God for all the good things he's done. And I was thinking back on last night on Mother's Day and how God blessed us mothers and all the mothers in the church. And I praised God and gave us plaques, and I enjoyed. I looked at mine on yesterday, and I began to read it. And I just said, Lord, I just thank you, because it didn't have to be so. But our pastor was thinking about the mothers and making the mothers glad, and he made me glad. I read it every once in a while, and I pick it up and read it again. And I just thank God, because God don't have to think of us like that. He can just know we're there and not do nothing about it, but he's thinking about his people, and I praise God for it. I'm so glad today because I'm on one of you and on the line with you and saved from sin today. I'm sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost and fire, and I have a mind to go all the way with the Lord. So I'm asking you to pray for Mother Johnson that God will always get the glory out of my life. Pray for me. Pray for me. And God bless you. Bless you.
Amen.
Bless you.
Amen. Mother Johnson, she's 94. And in just a moment, I want you to get the praise of this, Mother Johnson. I just want to give a praise and thank God. You didn't tell him. I'm going to give a praise report to you. You didn't tell him, Mother Johnson, that the Lord had blessed you with a Cadillac bed. Amen. You push a button and it raises up, raises a head up. You push another button and raises a feet up.
Hallelujah.
Thank her up in the head. And lifts it down, raises up every part of the bed. My God, I said, I need to look at it there.
Oh,
we praise God for it. Amen. That he blessed you with exquisite bed. Amen. So I know it may take a little time to get used to it because you're accustomed to something else, but it is a Cadillac now. Every part of the bed makes up. God for you. Do you want to get those praise reports for us, Mother?
I'll be glad to. I'm already right. Address you all and let you know that I'm glad to be on the line with you. And I've given you my praise report as far as the bed is concerned. I've got to get used to that bed. And it's the air mattress. And I said, Lord, I thank you. But anyway, whatever the Lord does for me, I'm appreciate it. I appreciate everything he does for me, and I just thank God for it. And I've learned how to take the bad along with the good, and the bed is a good thing, and I thank God. But I got to get used to that bed before I can see I'm really having a good time and enjoying it. God bless, and I know it's one of the gifts of the Lord has done. But thank God, because God is looking out for Mother Johnson. Are there any other praise reports this morning?
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
Oh, praise God. Bless Mother Johnson.
Mother, I'm so glad that you got that bed and we're going to get you back used to it. And I know you just sleeping like you on a sheet of blanket. I want to tell you, Mom, but no kidding. I tried to call you several times, but I must have put the number down wrong. But anyway, you're still alive and you're still well. And I thank God for the prayer line. I thank God for your voice every time. You makes me stronger. And I'm just praying and asking the Lord to let me live as long as till I'm 95. And we'll be up again. Thank you, Jesus.
God bless you, Brother Johnson. Same here, hear your voice. That praise the Lord means a lot to all of us, and I thank God for you. Are there any other praise reports?
Good morning. God bless everyone on the prayer line this morning.
I'm with
Dr. Pfeiffer, and I'm just thanking God for our leaders. Dr. Johnson, Lady Betty, and thank God for you so much, Mother Johnson, taking over that. I heard when you start talking, your voice got a little stronger there. And you're
thank
right.
You.
That praise the Lord means a lot to each of us. I'm thanking God for when I told some of my friends around in the community that we were having a convention and the people were coming in next week. They came over and wanted to know what could they do to help. And I am thanking God. One of the young men is a chef, and I believe he's on the line today, and I would like to just welcome him, Stephen, and thank God for him. And I invited him to the women's convention on next week, and he said, sure, he'd be glad to go. And I'm praising God because normally people would say, let me check my schedule, let me check this, let me check that. But when I mentioned church, he was already giving me some ideas and helping with some comments and things that would bless the church. And I'm praising God, and I just wanted to know if, Stephen, are you there, if you want to give a praise report along with the rest of us at this time? Are you there, Stephen? Maybe he's on mute and can't come off. I don't know how, but I believe you press *4 and come off mute. But God bless everyone on the prayer line this morning. I'm enjoying everything I hear. And God bless you, Mother Johnson.
And bless you. Are there another praise report?
The Lord. Glory to God. Good morning. Good morning to Dr.
Morning,
Johnson.
Good morning.
And good morning to you, Mother Johnson. Oh, my God, I just long to see you. Amen. That is in my spirit, to want to see Mother Johnson. I already feel a part of your life. Amen. But I just would love to see and embrace the presence of your glory in the Lord. Amen. This is Dr. Stern, and I just want to put my praise report on record and thank God for another day. I'm so grateful to know that God loves me that much, that he allows me to be on the face of the earth. I have a journal that I keep every day, and today is the 140th day in the year of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, 2014. And I've lived 140 days today in the year of 2014. God knows how many days I have lived, but I thank God for every day. And I bless him this morning. Everything that God does is good. And I thank God that I've caught on to thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, because that is keeping me and is blessing me and perfecting those things concerning me in Christ Jesus. God bless you all this morning is my prayer.
God bless Dr. Stern. God bless her. Are there another praise report?
Praise the Lord. Good morning. This is Evangelist Johnson in New York, in Bronx, New York. I just want to thank God for the First Fruit prayer line. I thank God for Dr. Pfeiffer, who introduced me to this prayer line over 4 months ago, and I just praise God for just blessing me to be a part. I wake up with enthusiasm of getting on the prayer line after I get off with my prayer partners, and I'm just excited about it, and I just praise and thank God I've invited some. I don't think they talk, but they listen. And I just want to say that the young man we prayed for, Wilbur Smith, that he is in rehab and he is up and doing well. And he's getting ready to prepare himself to come home. And I just thank God and his mother thank God for us praying for him, that God has restored him from a coma where they were giving up on him, and where he is alive and well. And we just thank God for his blessings.
Thank you.
God bless you. Bless you. And are there another praise report?
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Good morning. I heard Sister Augustine Riley. I was going to let her go. Sister Charlotte Gray. I heard her trying to get in.
Yeah, this morning.
Thank you, Lord. This is Sister Augustine Riley.
God bless you. Bless
area
you,
code 773. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. For he is good. And his mercy endures forever. I just want to thank God for another day. I thank God for the strength that he has given me. I thank God because truly God is good. As we always say, he's good all the time, and all the time, God is good. I thank God for you, Sister Charlotte Gray, letting me come in and just giving that brief praise report. Thank you.
God bless you. God bless you. How many more, Dr. Johnson?
Let's take about three more, Mother Johnson.
Three more praise reports. And what else?
I'll follow her, Mother Johnson. Good morning, Mother Johnson. This is Charlotte.
God bless you. Bless you.
God bless you. My praise report today on this terrific Tuesday is I am thanking God for the new direction that he is leading our church in. I thank God that the Holy Spirit is residing at 5300 Park and that he is taking over the reins at our church. I'm just thanking God for what he is doing at Love Fellowship. Thanking God for what he's doing in my marriage with my children. I am thanking God for the new direction, the leading, and the guiding of the Holy Ghost. That is my praise report today. I'm glad to be off of mute to say that. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. We have another praise report.
Praise the Lord. This is Prophetess Stiff, area code 870. I just wanted to say I thank God for a new day. I thank God this is the day that the Lord has made. The Lord made it. He put his hands on it. He designed it for us today. And he said to rejoice and be glad in it. And when you find yourself stuck in a place where you don't want to be, just remind you of the word. It says rejoice. And again, I say rejoice. The word says rejoice. And again, I say rejoice. And I thank God for the prayer line. I thank God for all the saints. I thank God that the devil know who he is. He's a thief. He's a liar. He comes to kill and destroy. But I know who I am. And if you don't mind saying it, I know who I am, and I know who I am. And I am an heir and a joint heir with Jesus Christ. I am born to show forth the praises of his glory. And I just thank him this morning, saints. Thank you. Always be in my mouth. Thank you. I don't have a reason to have my head down. I don't have a reason to give up. Because he didn't call me to quit. He didn't anoint me to give up, and he didn't give me a vision to let it die. God bless the saints of God on this morning. Just lift your head and open up your mouth and give him some praise. Thank you. You will see the chains break. You will see the stronghold come down. God bless. Thank you.